KJAN Sports.
Time for sports. Good morning. I'm Jim Field. Our sports update brought to you this morning by McAtee Tire and Service Center at 2nd and Poplar in Atlantic. See them for all of your automotive needs. Well, St. Mary's ended the nation's longest winning streak, and Gonzaga's six-year reign as West Coast Conference Tournament champions last night, grinding out a 60-47 win in the WCC title game. St. Mary's all but shut down the nation's highest scoring team by slowing the game and forcing Gonzaga to ground out possessions instead of playing fast and free. The Gales held Gonzaga's leading scorer, Rui Hachimura, in check and limited the Zags to 2 of 17 shooting from three-point range as they ended the nation's longest winning streak at 21 games. Gonzaga's 18-game WCC tournament winning streak dating to the 2012 title game also came to an end, and so could its bid for number one seed in the NCAA tournament. Instead of waiting for selection Sunday, St. Mary's left no doubt by earning its first trip to the NCAA tourney since 2017 with its first conference title in 9 years. In other conference championship games last night in the Colonial Athletic League, Northeastern beat Hofstra 82-74 to advance to the NCAAs. Horizon League championships saw Northern Kentucky advance to the NCAA tournament with a 77-66 win over Wright State. In the Northeastern Conference final, Fairleigh Dickinson gets a bid to the NCAA with an 85-76 win over St. Francis. And the Summit League championship goes to North Dakota State. They beat Omaha 73-63 last night for the automatic NCAA tourney bid. Well, the NCAA has announced the brackets for the 2019 Division II men's basketball tournament, and Northwest Missouri State will host the Central Region. The 32-0 Bearcats will face 18-11 Minnesota State in their first round game on March 16th. The tournament is broken down into eight regions, with the top-seeded team in each region hosting the regional rounds. The eight regional winners then move on to Evansville, Indiana, where the Elite Eight, Final Four, and Championship are played March 27th through the 30th. The other top regional seeds are Indiana of Pennsylvania, St. Anselm, Lewis, Nova, Southeastern, Queens, West Texas A&M, and Point Loma. A University of Iowa junior Tyler Cook and Iowa State senior Mariel Shayok were named Tuesday to the 11-player All-District 6 team by the United States Basketball Writers Association. Cook's honor marks the fifth time in six seasons that a Hawkeye has garnered All-District recognition, joining Devin Marble, Aaron White, Jared Utoff, and Peter Jock. Cook, who was yesterday named the All-Big Ten second team by the media and third team by the coaches, ranks third in the league in free throws attempted per game, sixth in rebounding, ninth in field goal percentage, and tied for 11th in scoring. Cook is one of only two Big Ten student-athletes this season to average at least 15 points and 8 rebounds a game, joining Wisconsin's Ethan Happ. He's one of only 9 players in program history to total more than 1,200 points and 600 rebounds. The native of St. Louis has posted a team-best 6 double-doubles this season and is one of 15 players in Iowa history to record at least 15 career double-doubles. For Shayok, he finished the regular season second among Big 12 players, averaging 18.7 points while shooting 49.6% from the field, 39.6 behind the arc, and 87.7% from the free throw line. The Ottawa, Ontario native has scored in double figures in 28 of 30 games this season, scoring a career-high 26 points on three different occasions. Shayok has also earned all Big 12 first-team honors and is a finalist for the Julius Erving Award. Joining Cook and Shayok on the 11-player All-District squad are Tyshawn Alexander of Creighton, Barry Brown of Kansas State, Mike Dahm of South Dakota State, Devin Dotson of Kansas, Christian James of Oklahoma, Dedrick Lawson of Kansas, Nick McGlynn of Drake, James Palmer Jr. of Nebraska, and Dean Wade of Kansas State. University of Iowa head women's basketball coach Lisa Bluter has been named one of the 10 semifinalists for the 2019 Werner Ladder Naismith Women's Basketball College Coach of the Year Award. The Atlanta Tip-Off Club made that announcement yesterday. Bluter led the Hawkeyes to their first Big Ten tournament title since 2001 on Sunday. Iowa owns an overall record of 26-6, its highest win total since the 2014-15 season. In 19 years at the helm, Bluter has led Iowa to 12 20-win seasons. The Hawkeyes have won 20 or more games in 10 of the last 12 years. Iowa's ranked number 8 in the AP poll, marking the highest ranking for the program since 1996. The Hawkeyes rank in the top 13 nationally in 7 statistical categories. Iowa leads the country in field goal percentage and ranks 2nd in assists and assists per game, 4th in assist turnover ratio, and 7th in free throw percentage, 13th in scoring offense and fewest fouls per game. Bluter has guided senior center Megan Gustafson to national prominence. The Player of the Year candidate ranks in the top four nationally in eight categories. She leads the country in field goal percentage, points per game, total points, and field goals made, ranks second in double-doubles and defensive rebounds per game, third in total rebounds, and fourth in rebounds per game. The candidates will be narrowed to four finalists on March 21st in the NCAA Women's Basketball Selection Show. Will air on Monday at 6 o'clock. Lots of NFL news. Kansas City Chiefs outside linebacker Dee Ford appears headed to a new team. The Chiefs and the San Francisco 49ers have agreed to a trade involving Ford in exchange for a 2020 second-round draft pick. NFL Network insider Ian Rappaport made that report. NFL Network's James Palmer reports Ford's new contract in San Francisco is expected to be a five-year deal for $87.5 million. Ford's name in trade scenarios has come up during the early part of the offseason as the Chiefs transition from a 3-4 to a 4-3 defensive base scheme under new defensive coordinator Steve Spagnuolo. Two people familiar with the blockbuster trade say the Cleveland Browns have agreed to acquire star wide receiver Odell Beckham Jr. from the New York Giants. The Browns are sending a first and third round pick in the 2019 draft, along with safety Jabril Peppers, to the Giants for Beckham, one of the NFL's top players. They spoke on condition of an anonymity, because the league rules prohibit teams from announcing trades until this afternoon. Of course, that deal is conditional on both players passing physicals. The Green Bay Packers have agreed to $183 million worth of contracts with edge rusher Za'Darius Smith, linebacker Preston Smith, safety Adrian Amos, and offensive lineman Billy Turner. The Houston Texans have addressed their void at safety, signing free agent Tayshawn Gibson. The Detroit Lions have agreed to a one-year contract extension with running back Zach Zenner. The four-time Pro Bowl outside linebacker is said to have agreed to re-sign with the Vikings on a five-year, $67.5 million contract. That's Anthony Barr. The Tampa Bay Buccaneers have re-signed quarterback Ryan Griffin to a two-year contract. Also, the Tennessee Titans are said to have agreed to terms with L.A. Rams offensive lineman Roger Saffold on a four-year deal. The Denver Broncos are expected to sign free agent defensive back Kareem Jackson to a three-year, $33 million deal when free agency starts this afternoon. The Browns beefed up their defensive line before NFL free agency opened, as Vikings tackle Sheldon Richardson agreed to a three-year deal with Cleveland. The Panthers have re-signed backup quarterback Taylor Heinicke to a one-year contract. The agent for offensive tackle Ty Neschke says the Buffalo Bills have agreed to sign his client to a two-year deal. Also, a person with direct knowledge of the negotiations say the New York Jets and former Pittsburgh Steelers running back Le'Veon Bell have agreed on a deal. ESPN first reported the signing and says the deal is for 4 years and $52.5 million. The deal gives new coach Adam Gase and second-year quarterback Sam Darnold a big-time playmaker, arguably the best player at his position, before Bell opted to sit out all of last season rather than sign a franchise tender with Pittsburgh. Four-time Pro Bowl middle linebacker C.J. Mosley is headed out of Baltimore after the Ravens abandoned hope of matching an offer made by the New York Jets. The Atlanta Falcons have gained some much-needed salary cap room as they restructured quarterback Matt Ryan's contract. That's Check of Sports this hour, brought to you by MACT Tire and Service Center, your Goodyear dealer in Atlantic. I'm Jim Field, KJAN Sports.